Agricultural work regularly ranks among the most dangerous jobs in the country. Besides the threat of injury, the work takes its toll on the body. And with the average age of a U.S. farm worker at 58 and relatively few young people taking up the profession, keeping current workers healthy is a priority for growers. KAWC's Victor Calderon reports on one local produce grower that's trying to do just that.
Mi nombre es Salvador López. Tengo 61 años y soy supervisor del riego.
Salvador López has worked at J.B. Smith Companies, a Yuma produce company, for more than two decades. At age 61, the Summerton resident's job as a rig supervisor can take its toll. And recently, at a health screen provided by his employer, López received a quick checkup.
Está muy bien porque así las...
López said, "This is very good because we have a chance to check our health and our blood pressure. That's great. I've been with this company for 23 years. They've always given us great services. We workers appreciate it." López and about half of J.V. Smith's drivers, pickers, and other employees received health screens and information from volunteer health workers on how to self-check for health issues just ahead of the winter vegetable season. The Bureau of Labor Statistics ranks agriculture as one of the most dangerous industries in the nation. Workers are exposed to the elements, dust, pesticides, and equipment injury, as well as the everyday aches, pains, and strains of manual labor. As a labor group, farm workers receive few benefits. The need to go where the work is, low pay, and language and cultural barriers can hinder access to social services or affordable health care. Even employer-based health fairs, like the one at J.V. Smith, are rare. Health workers from Campesinos Sin Fronteras, a Summerton-based farm worker health services agency, say J.V. Smith might be the only ag company in the region to offer these services to its employees. Rosa Bustillos is a safety and benefits official at J.V. She says it's a smart business practice for a company to care for its employees' well-being.
Well, what we do is this is to let them know that, you know, we really care about their health. We really care about them working in a very safe environment and that we are safety first and we always want them to take care of themselves.
Beyond worker health, the event also offered an opportunity for workers to get updates on work safety practices and the protocols in an emergency. An E. coli outbreak traced to romaine lettuce grown in the Yuma area earlier this year has growers on alert. The J.V. Smith event included how to report one's health to doctors over the phone, as well as small group brainstorming on how to handle specific emergency situations on the job, which can be costly. A 2015 Ohio State University study of foodborne illness estimated the annual cost to cover medical treatment, loss of productivity, and victim payouts at $55.5 billion every year. 25-year-old Andres Ilizarraraz, who works in tillage and pesticide application for J.V. Smith, said he is glad to be included in the food safety conversation.
I think it's important every year to get a refresher pretty much on food safety, which we know because of April, because of that E. coli outbreak. So it's important for everyone that works to understand the policies.
J.V. Smith worked with other agencies to coordinate this year's health and safety event, including Campesinos and Western Growers Insurance Services. For KAWC News, this is Victor Calderon.